You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so much. We were told a few days ago, or actually we were told earlier today, that testosterone had been found in Oscar Pistorius's house. Now, I'm seeing a headline come across. Oscar Pistorius is bilateral amputee Olympian who is now being investigated for murder and being brought up on murder charges of the death of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Now, apparently we were told that there was testosterone in his bedroom as well as syringes. Now, apparently an investigating officer, news just in, said he made an error when he identified a substance found in the athlete's bedroom as testosterone. Medupe Simasiko, the spokesman for South Africa's National Prosecution Agency, told the Associated Press that it was too early to identify the substance as it was still in undergoing laboratory tests. It is not certain until the forensics. Okay, so they're not denying it, but the two boxes of a medicine and needles are now being identified for them to determine what it is. Pistorius is that he didn't shoot his girlfriend. He had thought that somebody had broken into the bathroom, started shooting at the bathroom. Then when he realized it was her, he broke down the door and tried to resuscitate her. Whereas the prosecution states he had a fit of rage, they had a fight, arguing for a few hours, and shot her, as well as beat her. So as we're getting breaking news, I'm going to give that to you. I guess the latest breaking news is the testosterone found in his house may not be testosterone until they could confirm it, and then they could come out and say it was the testosterone. Okay, I get it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, drug overdose deaths have been up now for an 11th consecutive year. You thought gas prices were going up. Well, it looks like drug overdose deaths. Apparently, in 2010, the CDC reported there were 38,329 drug overdose deaths nationwide. Medicines, mostly prescription drugs, however, were involved in over 60% of the cases. So prescription drugs are now outpacing illicit drugs. The report appears in today's journal, or yesterday's Journal of American Medical Association. Now, it details which drugs were at play for most of the fatalities. Opioid drugs, like OxyContin and Vicodin, have been the biggest problem, contributing to 3 out of 4 overdose deaths. Vicodin, Lortab, those types of narcotics. OxyContin is, of course, a stronger form that has been linked to cardiopulmonary arrest. They say that many doctors and patients don't realize how addictive these drugs could be, and they are too often prescribed. Well, again, I think they are overprescribed, but I think it's because these medicines you become very tolerant to. So somebody that has severe back pain, they take a Lortab, maybe they feel good the first time, but then that medicine wears off. And then the second time you take it, well, it doesn't work as good. And then it's at the point where people just need it just to be able to maintain. Now, anti-anxiety drugs like Valium are now on the rise in terms of causing deaths. Apparently, Valium was a culprit in 30% of these deaths. Of the medication-related deaths, 17% who took of those deaths were suicides. Valium is also another drug that I see overprescribed too much. So, for those of you that are on these medications pretty regularly, I know people put the stigma with overdosing. They think if somebody's overdosing, they're sitting there at a party or they're doing drugs and they're popping pills. Many of these deaths happen just people taking their regular medication dose. They go to bed and they don't wake up. And by regular medication dose, it's what they consistently take. Okay? These medicines are not supposed to be taken long-term, but we do. We take Valium, we take Lortab long-term. We've been doing that for years. And then every now and then somebody dies, and they go, well, they probably took too much. Well, maybe they didn't. You know, with Heath Ledger's death, we still don't know 100% what it was that caused his ultimate death. Was it the Valium he took? Was it the sleep medication? Was it the pain pill he had taken earlier in the day? Was it the fact that he had a little alcohol with dinner? Was it the fact that all these things mixed and the heart just stopped? Just stopped. I mean, doesn't it blow your mind how the heart keeps beating? Yeah, there's a mechanism in place. But what if it just stopped and when the heart decided, oh, well, got to beat again, couldn't do it anymore? Muscle was already injured. How do we know? How do we know what did Heath Ledger in? All we know is we found him in he was found in bed naked. That's all we know. But he was in bed. Okay? What I don't know. We don't know. And so when we talk about medication overdoses, I don't want those of you going, well, that'll never be me because I don't overdose. I just take a medicine every now and then. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about these medications that could be every now and then. Okay? You don't have to be taking 7 Lortabs a day to fall under this category. Now, Dr. Drew has been under fire because apparently, I've never watched this, but I guess he hosts Celebrity Rehab. And Mindy McCready is, I guess, the 4th or 5th star or contestant to die from Celebrity Rehab. Now, Mindy McCready, as you know, had been found dead in an apparent suicide a month after her boyfriend had been killed or died. And she had gone through rehab, come out, and from what we understand, killed herself on the porch of her house. Apparently, 4 other stars from Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab have died in ways relating to their drug addictions. Now, Richard Marks, you know, singer Richard Marks from the 80s, he, I guess, had tweeted that Dr. Drew was similar to like a Jack Dr. Death Kevorkian. And, you know, some say he took it too far. I don't know much about the show. But I don't put Dr. Drew under that expectation of curing celebrities or curing people. Because many of these people that go through rehab, I don't think they ever get completely cured. And so I think it's kind of unfair to, you know, crucify Dr. Drew for this. But I think we need to look at how we do rehab. And how we can maybe make it a little bit more successful. Don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite and Talk Superstation and all the affiliates listening. Thank you all so much. I hate headlines like this one. All right, get this headline. Hair dyes used by millions of women are linked to chemicals that can cause cancer. Now, I know many of you think I am a real blonde. I accentuate my blondness with some dyes every 6 weeks on the money. And so, you know, when you see this, you're like, come on. Now, we know there's chemicals. We know we've been putting chemicals on our hair and on our head for years. But, I mean, Lucille Ball did okay. I think Lucille Ball died of lung cancer, and she smoked. So I don't think we could blame it on her hair dye. Lucille Ball was a brunette, and then she dyed it red, right? Right? Marilyn Monroe was a brunette and then dyed it blonde. All right. Okay. So, and we don't think they died of cancer from the hair dye. But anyway, apparently British scientists have warned that hair dyes used by millions of women contain chemicals linked to cancer. They say that both the home hair coloring kits and the dyes used at salons both pose risk. In a scientific journal, they say the chemicals in permanent hair dyes react with tobacco smoke and other pollutants in the air to form one of the most powerful cancer-causing compounds known to man. With more than a third of women and 1 in 10 men regularly coloring their hair, the researchers say it is imperative that the risk to health is quantified. The warning comes from scientists at Leeds-based company Green Chemicals, who conducted a review of the chemistry surrounding hair dye. They said that all the information was already available and they just connected the dots to make the link with cancer. They warned that the chemicals called secondary amines, remember learning that in chemistry, your amines and then your secondary amines, fine, which are either found in all permanent hair dyes or are formed in them, can penetrate the skin and stay on the hair for weeks, months, or even years after the dye is applied. Over time, they could react with tobacco smoke, exhaust fumes, and then form the highly poisonous chemicals N-nitrosamines. These are known to cause cancer and are banned from using cosmetics. The Leeds researchers argue that they could still be generated by a simple chemical reaction. Hair dye has previously been linked to a range of cancers, including breast tumors, bladder tumors, ovarian, brain cancer, and leukemia. This is being reported by the Daily Mail. There are also concerns that increasing numbers of people are becoming allergic to the contents and even having fatal results. All right, now, many of us cannot live without our hair dyes. Okay, I remember the very first time I dyed my hair. I was nervous. I mean, the chemicals stunk. Remember how bad it stunk? Remember how bad it smelled when your mom would do her hair? My mom would very rarely do it professionally. She'd do it at home, and it worked. She knew how to do her hair. But the stuff would stink. And I was like, how could you breathe that? Because remember, you had to leave it on for about 20, 30 minutes. So you're breathing it in, and then it's on your hair, and then it would dye your forehead. So my mom would have a brown forehead. If it had dripped, she'd have some drip marks on her face until she got it washed off. And I'm like, Mommy, it kind of looks cool. And she's like, no, I can't let people know I dye my hair. You know, whereas nowadays, we all talk about dyeing our hair, we color our hair. Remember, you had to keep it quiet. You never wanted people to know you dyed your hair because you're trying to hide the fact that you were aging and covering up the grays. Now, all we do is talk about our grays and covering us up and accenting blonde, etc. But I remember years ago, just the smell was horrible, and I just thought something was deadly wrong with those. But nobody really seemed to dye. We couldn't really link anybody dying to that kind of stuff. And so, you know, we just kept doing it, and I think we're going to still continue to keep doing it. But what makes this story significant is just because something doesn't have a chemical that's going to kill you doesn't mean it's not going to convert to something. We've talked about Diet Coke and the aspartame converting to a form of formaldehyde. All right, there may be something in your chemical or a substance that you use routinely that is not dangerous at all. You know, inert, doesn't bother you, etc. But when combined to something or reacting to something in the air, converts. To me, that makes perfect sense. And then that could be cancerous. So, you know, just like with hot dogs. You know, people always ask me, are hot dogs really cancer-causing? Well, you know, no, you eat a hot dog, you're usually fine. But if the nitrates, you know, just kind of sit in the colon for a while and react with the bowel wall, we think they could be cancer-causing. So, again, you know, the situation has to be just right, unfortunately. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it's getting really ugly now with this whole sequestration. Okay, so I guess first it was fiscal cliff, then it's sequestration. See, it's interesting. They don't want to keep using, you know, the same terms. And President Obama had warned yesterday that people will lose their jobs and the unemployment rate might tick up again if steep budget cuts take effect next week. Apparently it's like a meat cleaver approach where these budget cuts are supposed to kick in if Congress doesn't figure out, I guess, how to balance the budget. That's what I get, I guess. He urged Republicans to agree to a plan proposed by Senate Democrats that would partially offset the $85 billion in sequestration cuts scheduled to take effect next week through new tax revenues. So they want to raise taxes again. Obama says, so far at least the ideas that the Republicans have proposed ask nothing of the wealthiest Americans or the biggest corporations, so the burden is all on the first responders or seniors or middle-class families. And, of course, he, you know, spoke with military standing behind him. You know, all this political BS just drives me crazy. When I had watched his speech yesterday, he had said that these sequestration cuts were designed on purpose to make the situation so foul that it would force Congress to compromise. Who designed these sequestration cuts? He's saying this was all in a master plan. Whose master plan, I ask? So, of course, you know, with all the spending that the Democrats have wanted to do and have done, I mean, Obamacare, for example, now they're saying that the Republicans have to figure this out. And the Republicans have to figure it out by raising taxes. Well, that, you know, this is such a political game. So basically, they've trapped the Republicans back into a corner. Now, you see, I've just following history have found that when Republicans do take control of the White House, we seem to have better economies. Okay? And I apologize if that insults some, but I've just noticed that. Okay? We did very well. Okay, during some years in the 80s and during some years in the 2003, 2004, for example, 2005 was a pretty good year. So, I lean more towards the Republicans to kind of figure out our economic woes. But remember, the Democrats don't want to cut any of the entitlements, etc. They want the Republicans to just raise taxes to pay for everything that they want. And no, you can't raise enough taxes. Now, the Senate Democrats' plan includes a proposal that would raise $54 billion in new tax revenue. It's called the Buffett Rule, in which anyone with an adjusted income of more than $1 million would pay a minimum 30% tax rate. Other revenue measures include ending tax breaks for companies that outsource jobs overseas, closed tax loopholes for the oil industry. I still don't think they're going to get all the money they want. Okay, we're talking about billions. Republicans have proposed an alternate plan that includes targeted cuts that would, I guess, cut spending. Nah, Republicans don't like that one. The Democrats don't like that one. So this is going to be going back and forth. And here we are, month after month, dealing with looming job cuts, economic slowing. It blows my mind how our administration makes it look like it's the Republicans' fault, right? Yep, it's a Republican's fault. If the Republicans don't compromise, unemployment is going to be their fault. Listen, we predicted that if Obama was going to be reelected, we were going to have more taxes and higher unemployment. And immediately what happens is they try to make it look like the Republicans' fault. And what stinks is people are believing it. People are believing it's the Congress's fault. Okay, I mean, how much spending can we do? How much money do we have? Okay, they've already mismanaged our Medicare funds and our Social Security funds. I don't think the government knows how to handle money. They don't. And they're handling our money, and now they're asking us for more money. And they're asking us for more money and trying to cut tax breaks when we're trying to re-stimulate the economy. I just look at that as a recipe for disaster, and I'm not an economist. Okay, I bet a kindergarten would realize this. So I don't know how much more you could tax. I really don't. And I know people are like, well, the rich can afford it. Yeah, but, you know, the rich, we're having less and less rich every day. So whoever had $1 million maybe last year probably now has $850,000. Okay, you see what I mean? I mean, there's, you know, if you're going to be right there under that wire, I'm sure people will say, you know what, let's just take a couple days off. It's not worth paying the extra taxes. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Well, an article had come out about people who lie to their doctor. And I guess more and more people lie to their doctor than we think. In fact, it's probably a bigger number than we think. When the doctor asks you about how much you smoke, how honest are you? Do you tell them, just about 4 cigarettes a day when it's really 6? What about alcohol? You know, do you tell the doctor how much alcohol you drink? Do you tell the doctor if you've missed any of your medicines? Now, I think my patients are pretty honest. They'll tell me, like, Dahlia, I gotta be honest with you. I forget to take my medicine. You know, I take it half-assed. And, you know, and then I'm like, okay, well, good. What I'll do is I'll write in the note that you take it half-assed, because if your blood levels are good, taking your cholesterol medicine only a few times a week, then maybe we'll keep you on a half-assed regimen because your blood levels are good and you didn't need the full dose anyway. Or, you know, and so it's very important to know. But what a lot of us need to realize is many of you are trying to protect yourself against the health insurance spikes and the health insurance premiums. All right. Studies have come out today discussing how since Obamacare, insurance companies and insurance premiums have doubled, tripled. And I think many of us have seen it. And so if you're going to the doctor to just get what you want and to try to get out of there unscathed so you don't have a medical history, it doesn't do you any good or the doctor any good, but I understand why you're doing it. Okay, I do. I mean, these insurance premiums are ridiculous. And even though you shouldn't be hurt by pre-existing conditions, you don't want that you're a smoker on your chart. You don't want that you drink alcohol. You don't want that those things are on your chart. Now, they say patients lie. In a 2009 survey, 28% of patients surveyed acknowledged sometimes lying to their healthcare provider or omitting information. But the healthcare providers suspected worse. They said 77% of the doctors say one-fourth or more of their patients omitted facts or lied. We brought up this issue when we were talking about the James Holmes case with his psychiatrist. James Holmes' psychiatrist, we talked about that, where she had seen him and had discharged him a few weeks to his before he did the Colorado shooting, movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado. And she's being sued, Dr. Lynn Fenton, by one of the widows, and it's probably more suits are coming, because of breach of duty, for example. And one of the things she should have done, according to the prosecution, is if he told her that he was fantasizing about killing people, then her job should have been to immediately go to the police and put him on 72-hour hold, etc. And because she didn't, breach of duty. And, you know, when you look at after the fact, oh, yeah, she would have done that. Wow, that could have saved lives. Okay? But what we discuss with this, which kind of goes along with, you know, people lying or people omitting information, etc., is if doctors are going to now have to very quickly move on something they think is suspicious and get the police involved, like we've discussed before on this show, how many patients are going to be very willing to open up? Okay? I can't tell you how many patients say, don't put this in my chart. But, and as a doctor, I'm supposed to document everything. Okay? All right? Because I'm responsible for that. If a patient tells me something, and then they say, no, but I told the doctor this. What? They didn't write it down? I told the doctor I had a problem with drugs. So doctors find themselves, and psychiatrists and therapists and nurse practitioners and PAs sometimes find themselves in the very uncomfortable situation of choosing for the bedside manner and trying to get people to open up and throwing the chart to the side and closing up the books and putting the pen away so people could have that one-on-one talk where nothing's in the chart and everything is off the record, versus you don't document or you don't act on something, you're liable. Remember, you're not their best buddy. Okay? If I go to my gynecologist, I love her, she's great, I'm friends with her, she's a wonderful lady. But I'm going to her in her office not to shoot the breeze. If I wanted to shoot the breeze, and I could shoot the breeze, you know, having some nachos after hours. If I'm going to her, I'm going to her because she is being my doctor at that point in time. And then I better be honest and open about what I want her to treat, what I need her to treat, etc. And many of you, you want a doctor, and it's understandable. I mean, this is something you guys need to realize as healthcare is changing and we're going towards socialized medicine. Some of you don't really want a doctor to find things. You only want a doctor to fix things. Okay? It's very understanding. My father, a lot of my relatives who, from Europe, thought that same way. They really weren't interested in somebody finding colon cancer or determining if you were at high risk for cholesterol. They didn't really want that. You know, what they wanted was somebody where if they did get sick, if they did get a cold, that that you were there for them, type of thing. And so, you know, with that, then fine. You're going to be going to your doctor just like you go to a fast food place, right? You want a Z-Pack and fries. And some doctors are going to put up with it, some won't. But if you're going to a doctor because they are going to be the only person, they are going to be the only person that will actually, let's say, realize that something's going wrong and hopefully stop something decades before, then you need to let them do their job. And I guess what I'm finding is doctors aren't being used the way they're supposed to be used. Okay? All right? Doctors are not being, I mean, remember, we are being trained to identify if you're about to have a heart attack, if you have a cancer, if something's going wrong, or if you're going down a wrong path. And the reason why we're trained to do that is because we want to save lives. Okay? Of course, with God's help. And so if we think that you're going down a path where you're going to wreck your pancreas, or you're going to wreck your kidneys, etc., you need us to know that so we could teach you a trait. But a lot of you, you really don't want to know that. You know? I mean, I love chocolate. Do I really want my dentist telling me stop the chocolate because it'll hurt my teeth? No, I don't. But I expect them to. I expect them to get on me. You know, Dahlia, you brush your teeth twice a day, but you really should floss better. I mean, that's what I'm going to him for. I could clean my own teeth, but I'm going to him for to make sure that there's nothing going on, that there's something preventable. But I just see these days, people really don't use their doctors for that. They use their doctors for convenience. And if that's the case, medicine is going to be different. And those people that use their doctor for convenience probably don't really care about the Obamacare changes and the move towards socialized medicine. All right? Because they, again, they want to use a doctor for what they want. As long as they can get their Z-Pack or their pain pills or their Valium, they're happy. But if I could just tell you, please stop for a second and look at things going on with your family members, etc. And don't go to your doctor when it is the last minute or the 11th hour. And that's the scariest time. You know, I can't tell you how many patients will come in as new patients saying, I've never needed a doctor. I shouldn't need one now, but I'm not feeling right. Can you look into it? And they have stage 4 cancer. But they came to the doctor because they only came to the doctor when something was bothering them. And it's always the person that goes, I never needed an antibiotic, I never got sick, so I never needed a doctor. Yet the people that always seem to be coming in, the ones that the nurses, you know, a lot of times in these doctor's offices will say, oh, she's probably a hypochondriac. Those are the people that actually we find something and we, you know, postpone the inevitable, luckily, with God's help. So all I could ask is, you know, if you are going to lie to your doctor, just tell him, look, I'm not going to tell you everything, so hopefully at a later date you ask me and I'll give it to you, but you're not getting the whole picture. Because honestly, a doctor can't work blindly. And on behalf of all the doctors out there, just help us do our job a little easier. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, I'm going to tell you another study that I'm sure you guys are going to hate. We're sitting at your desk for 6 hours a day dramatically increases your risk of cancer and diabetes. We're talking about those of you with desk jobs or truck drivers. I know you're not going to like it, but it's something we got to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time every day, plus Saturday, 10 a.m. Very rarely I have to take off to get to the office early or to do some filming, but for the most part, you guys get pretty much live shows until I am going on the Dr. Dahlia cruise in June. Remember, the Dr. Dahlia cruise still has some cabins left, so please go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. When you are on my website, please sign into the guest book. It's always nice to see who's listening, where you guys are listening from. It's always good to know. And for those of you that have difficulty tuning in live, you can always listen to the Dr. Dahlia show online, on demand. We have an on-demand button, as well as you can always download us on iPhone and Android. They are free apps. I have the little kind of icons on my website for you to click and be able to download. If not, you can go to your iPhone store, go to the App Store. Free Dr. Dahlia. You can listen to the show anytime you want. It'll usually replay the last 3 hours, so you will get the most up-to-date. Plus, it'll connect you to podcasts if you ever miss any of the shows. All right. But if you do listen, I want to make sure you're just not sitting and listening, but kind of moving around, because another study has come out saying that people who spend more than 6 hours a day sitting at their desk are at higher risk of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. So our truck drivers and our office workers are in particular danger of, being at risk for early death. They say men who spend more than 6 hours sitting each day are at higher risk. The negative effect of being sedentary is so profound that it doesn't matter your age, your income, your education, or even your weight. So we are even talking about thin people who are sitting. There's something about just not moving like we used to. Remember, our bodies were designed to walk to work or to take the horse or to plow or to build. Our jobs used to be moving. Now many of our jobs are sitting. Whether it's driving a truck, working at a computer, albeit very important jobs, right? You know, but you're sitting when you're doing the job. And, you know, even drivers in the olden days would have to get up and get out and do deliveries, etc. Okay, like milkman, etc. You know, but long distance drivers, you guys could be stuck in a vehicle for hours upon hours. All right. The research was carried out by Kansas State University. They found a direct link between the amount of time people spend sitting and the likelihood of developing chronic conditions like cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Now, the published study in the was published in the International Journal of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity. They looked at 63,000 men aged 45 to 65 and recorded how long they sat each day. Daily sitting time was looked at either less than 4 hours, 4 to 6 hours, 6 to 8 hours, or more than 8 hours. Those who sat less than 4 hours a day were significantly less likely to suffer with chronic disease. Those sitting for at least 6 hours were significantly more likely to develop diabetes. Now, you know, you look back and you go, well, who died in my family? And is that true? Did they have sit-down jobs? Now, my father did not have a sit-down job. He had to fix appliances. So we drove. We drove, drive to one location, fix an appliance, go, drive to another one, fix an appliance. He was in and out of his car. He was bending, he was stooping, he was lifting, but still died. Still died of a heart attack. So don't think just because you have a very laborious job, you're going to stay alive. But it's just we've, as a society, moved towards doing things by a click of our finger. And when you do things by a click of your finger, you're really not moving much. And there's an argument that computers could be killing us. As a result, we're not getting up and looking at the phone book and lifting the phone book and flipping through the phone book and bending our shoulder and bending our neck. We're bending our thumbs. We move our thumbs. Our thumbs have never been so busy, but unfortunately, our thumbs don't carry all the muscle mass that the rest of our body needs. So our work-based jobs are an issue. Now, I told you guys what I've done. I have swapped my desk chair because, you know, I do radio for 3 hours a day, not to mention the prepping for a couple hours a day. And then I go to my office. Now, my office, I'm running around. I'm seeing patients, I sit down. I'm seeing patients, I sit down. So I'm moving. But when I sit and do radio 16 hours a week, yeah, that puts me at risk. So what I've done is I put the exercise ball. I swapped, you hear it? Yep, that's my exercise ball. So I threw the chair out, I sit on my exercise ball, and I move. I'm always moving and I'm always balancing on it. Sometimes I know it kind of sounds like I'm all the way back here, and then I'm all the way here, and then I'm all the way back here, and I'm all the way here. So I know I got to work on that. But still, at least I can move. At least I can exercise. So if you guys have the type of job where you can put an exercise ball down behind the desk, do so. You know, and you don't have to do it all day long. Try it for the last hour of the day. And tell your boss what you're doing. Tell him you want to make sure it doesn't hurt productivity, but with all this news about people sitting at desk dying early, I want to see if this can help me move a little bit and maybe tighten up some muscles and work on my core strength and my abdomen, etc. Now, a 2007 study published by the University of Missouri had found that sitting for prolonged periods of time was as bad for health as smoking. And then an Australian study last year, which we reported on, demonstrated that adults who sat 11 or more hours a day had a 40% increased risk of dying in the following 3 years. Now, our truckers, when I talk to the truckers on the trucker forums, truckers already know about this. They are already on top of this. And, you know, we tell them maybe every hour, get out of the car and walk around. Every hour, get out of the car and walk around. Just walk around the truck for a couple minutes. It helps prevent blood clots, helps keep you moving. Now, you can, though, exercise in the truck. We've talked about that, okay? So if you're a driver, you could suck in your stomach. Okay, you may need a little post-it note on your dash. Don't distract yourself so you don't get into an accident, but you may need a little post-it note reminding you, all right, suck in your stomach and do that for a few seconds at a time and do multiple reps, butt clenches. You're going to have music going on in the background and kind of wiggle in your seat, okay? Kind of, you know, bang your arms on the steering wheel, you know, just to kind of move. Do some neck rolls, shrug the shoulders. I mean, there are some sitting type of movements you could do. True, it's not as good as walking around, but keep in mind, you're up in a truck and nobody sees you. Okay, I mean, we know you're there, but it's not like they could see you butt clench or kegel or suck in your stomach or boogie woogie. So if you could do anything like that when you drive, because I know it's hard. This is your job. You have to sit. You know, us radio folk, I try to get up in between break, you know, but then when I get up, I have to go pee. And then I'm like, oh, damn, because if I just sat, I wouldn't have to pee. So then I go and I pee, and then I barely get back in time to break. You know, so a lot of us radio folk will just sit. No, you can't be sitting. You gotta keep moving. You got to move around. One of my radio host buddies, you know, he checked out my studio and he's like, why don't you walk when you talk? Why don't you have a portable mic where you can get up and walk? I love that. I love walking around when I talk. I'm very comfortable with that. You know, I'm very comfortable on stage walking and talking. But again, I can't ensure that you're going to be getting the best sound. And knowing me, I'm going to be going back and forth and moving that microphone up and down, that it wouldn't be a very steady sound. But even radio hosts are trying to figure out how to move and move, you know, just, because again, we need to be active. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, there's always been some controversy over kids getting codeine after surgery when tonsils or adenoids are removed. Well, the FDA now has posted in its website that deaths have occurred after surgery in children with obstructive sleep apnea who received codeine for pain relief following surgeries. Now, remember, codeine is converted to morphine by the liver. They say these children had evidence of being ultra-rapid metabolizers of codeine, which I guess is this ability where the liver converts codeine into a life-threatening fatal amount. Now, codeine-containing products have to have this warning. Hydrocodone, however, is a little different. So I don't know if people that have these codeine conversion issue will be more prone to then having issues if they are given hydrocodone. Now, yes, my child, when he went through his tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, his TNA, we call it, stop the giggles. Yeah, he was given Tylenol with codeine. It worked for the pain, but thank God he didn't have an issue. Now the FDA is saying, no more. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again. Please make sure you follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, but most of all, be safe and God bless.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neopharah. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs, so
Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.